What's your favorite Beyonce song?
My favorite Beyonce, To the Left.
disappointing that she's going to be performing at a halftime show that you can't watch?
Nah, because I'm going to go out there and watch. Yeah. Go out there and watch, man. My first time seeing Beyonce perform, and it's at our game. That's dope. I'm going to go out and watch. Sorry, Harbaugh. Sorry. Sorry, fellas.
Depends how big your lead is if you guys have one.
Nah, man, I'm not even thinking about the lead. I was just thinking about just seeing Beyonce for the first time. Not saying it like that. No disrespect, nah. Because I know how people can take things. Pause. Next question.
Mark, there is a lot of talk about MVP contest stuff. I know that's not your focus.
Yeah.
What does the MVP mean to you? Would that mean anything to you? I know so much focus is elsewhere for you and this team, but you're included in that conversation.
Man, if it do happen, it happens. That'd be dope. Three times, but like you said it, you know, I'm not really focused on that. That's never been my goal, though. Like, even the first, the second one, it's never been my goal. I always want to finish with the championship, but I've been falling short. But I got that accolade. But I still feel like the MVP is a team thing, though, because my teammates helping me get that award. Because I always say this, I'm not the one catching the passes, blocking, you know, to help me get these passes off, stuff like that. That's offensive line, tight ends, receivers, running backs. It's everybody, all of us included. But I'm trying to win the championship, man. That's my biggest goal. That's been my goal ever since a little kid. But an MVP in the National Football League, that's dope. That's dope.
Get a chance to get caught up in everyone's talking about you, Josh Allen, you know, going back. Do you hear that? I know you try to kind of insulate yourself.
I got another choice but to hear it. Don't mean to cut you off, but, like, they tag me in it. Like, you don't got to tag me. You can talk about all you want, but you want to tag me to get, like, clickbait, because, you know, sometimes I'm gonna say something back, like, that was stupid, you know, but it is what it is, man. I don't care, though. I really don't care about the talk, the combos. I'm trying to win.
Lamar, in a similar vein, you have hit a lot of career milestones this season. What are some of the biggest strides you feel like you made this year as a player?
I don't know. I really don't get caught up in it during the season. You know, I probably try to piggyback around the end of the season, you know, off season, to see, like, what I did better than I did the previous years, because I critique myself then the most.
As a follow-up, earlier this year with Marlon Humphrey, you called him out on his lies for not coming out with the interception.
He's been catching him.
Almost perfect since then.
He's been catching him.
So what have you seen from him just bouncing back from injury last year?
Him just being a dog. You know, when I first entered the league, Marlo had a different jersey number, I think. He didn't have 44. He had 29. I'm not saying it's a jersey number or anything like that, but going back to 2019, when my first season starting, he had the Marlo punch going on. He was just a different type of defensive player, you know, and he was younger then, and now he's a vet. And I'm a vet as well. And I'm just seeing, like, how we are, how we just growing and getting old, and it's like there's no time to play. You know, that's just how I took everything, like how I was just looking at everything. And for our record to start off 0-2, I was just ticked off. And we was 1-2 at the time. And it was like so much going on. It's like, I'm not trying to see no cameras. Like, it's go time. We need to tighten up. That's what we did. And Marlo's been doing a tremendous job. Not saying it was me. That was just him. You know, him doing what I've been knew he was capable of doing. He's just catching the interceptions now. That's all.
You've known all along that this, you know, three games in 11 days stretch was coming up.
Yeah.
How have you adjusted your physical maintenance routine?
Trying to sleep, bro. Like, just trying to sleep. Anytime I can get some rest, I rest. You know, just resting my body, just so I can go back out there and compete. That's what it comes down to, just getting your body right, and you should be good.
Do you find that you have to be smarter about that now than you did, you know, when you were 21?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You start getting a little wear and tear when you're getting older, you know. Not saying I'm having that, yeah. You know, because I'm good. But it start happening. You know, you start being, like, a little fatigued. You might be sore in areas like, I was sore here, like my thighs sore, like after games, and especially, you know, a quick turnaround game, like that's different.
Lamar, yeah. I don't want to jinx anything, but you know, at this point,
don't jinx it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. You don't want to jinx it, don't say it. I don't know what you're gonna say, but you said you don't want to jinx anything, so don't say it. Go ahead, damn. Go ahead.
What do you make of just how healthy this team is? I mean, you know, Mark Andrews at this point last year was still coming back. Marlon was still coming back. I know you were going through some minor stuff, but to look around and have so many important guys, the reserves, contributing to you. What does it mean to this team, and how remarkable is it?
Man, it's like it finally. I don't want to jinx it either, you know. Like it's finally happening. Things starting to connect at the right time for us, you know. Like you said, guys just, you know, being injury free at the end of the season. That's great for us entering. You know, we just clinched the playoff just a couple days ago. That's good. We just got to stay healthy, man, and keep doing what we're doing.
Injuries aside, do you kind of buy into the notion of getting hot at the right time and playing your best football late in the season?
Nah. No. I feel like that went out the window last year, because we got hot last year and we went on a win streak and then we lost in the AFC Championship. So that went out the window after that, but for me.
You know, a lot of talk about after this last game about winning at the line of scrimmage. I think you credited the offensive line for how well they played in this last game. With another game against Houston coming up, and they got a lot of good guys along the front.
Yes, they do.
In what ways do you think your offensive line has really adjusted to from that week one, week two, where they're kind of struggling, especially in pass protection?
They're just doing their job. That's just how I see it. You know, those guys are doing their job. They took heed at what people were saying, because they're grown men. They're getting paid to play as well. And people talking, it's a lot of noise. They're saying whatever they're saying, like these guys not grown men and they compete for their jobs and stuff like that. They just dialed in, got locked in, practiced harder, just focused on assignment, and just went to moving people off the ball. And that's why I feel like they haven't that much success.
Omar, you talked about how, you know, the game has slowed down for you. Every year, I guess, in that case. How is that, or why has that been the case? And secondly, when you go from year to year, do you try to improve incrementally on everything? Is there an area of focus that you specifically look at?
I feel like I'm improving because each year, like I said earlier with one of those type of questions, like I'm critiquing myself. So I'm seeing what team's doing to me, and I'm seeing all the type of defenses they're trying to throw at me, and I'm just studying those. And after that, it's like, all right. So when I'm going into games, I'm getting a favor, like I'm getting a feel for what they're doing to me, you know, and that's just making my job a lot easier.
Is that just come with age and time and experience, or is that a different approach, like, to the film?
Yeah, that's definitely just age, because early on in my career, I wasn't critiquing myself like that. I'll probably go see what I did, because I just got in the league. Like, I just did this in the league, you know. But now it's just totally different, totally different.
Lamar, I know that the goal each week is to go 1-0, but you're playing on Christmas for the second straight year, man. Does it mean anything special to be playing on that day at all?
I mean, it is. You know, it is. That mean we're good. That mean we're good. But at the same time, I do want to celebrate at home sometimes with my family now. So don't get it. All the time, I don't want to be on plan on Christmas all the time. Not all the time. But no, it's great. All jokes aside, it's great. It's a present for everyone. You know, they get to see us play, and a lot of eyes on us. And I believe a lot of people going to be watching us at the right time.
When will you celebrate?
The 26th of December.
Lord, do you know, like, I mean, I think there's several different scenarios for you guys to win the AFC North. Do you know any of it, or do you just not focus?
Say it again?
The different scenarios for you guys to win the AFC North. You know, nah. Like, if you have to win, or, like, you know, Pittsburgh loses this game, you win this game. Nah. Do you worry about any of that?
Nah. We trying to win regardless. I really don't care what another team got going on. I'm trying to win.
All right.
Cool. Thank you, Roger.
Appreciate you all.